Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue our journey through the Psalms and we read today from Psalm 65. Let's pray to begin with. Lord, thank you for the Psalms. Thank you for this wonderful songbook for the people of God. And thank you that all of human life is here. The struggles and the joys. Thank you that however we're feeling, the Psalms give us the words that we can speak to you to express what's in the depth of our hearts. As we think today about a psalm of praise, we ask that, as the people of old used to say, you would gladden our hearts with your word. Be with us today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 65, and I will read the whole psalm. Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. O you who hear prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God, our Saviour, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. Those living far away fear your wonders. Where morning dawns and evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water, to provide the people with corn, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness, the meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with corn. They shout for joy and sing. The phrase, count your blessings, has become something of a cliche. And worse still, it can sometimes be said unfeelingly when someone is in distress. Particularly at this time, I don't want people to hear that phrase, count your blessings, said in an unfeeling or light way. It's vital at this time that we stand with those who are suffering in whatever way that suffering may be. It's vital we deal pastorally and carefully with one another and walk sensitively alongside those who are hurting at this time. And yet, it is true that Christians really can count their blessings, or at least try, for there are so many of them. And in powerful language and imagery, this psalm shows us what some of them are. Firstly, there's the blessing of creation. God formed the mountains by his power, we read in verse 6. Indeed, he created the whole cosmos. But more than that, he sustains creation. In verses 9 to 13, we see this beautifully expressed. Take some time this morning to reread and drink in the poetry of these verses. Sure, we have spoilt creation, which groans, Romans 8 tells us, as a result, waiting for its liberation, which will take place at the return of Christ. And yet God still cares for it, and of course calls us to join with him in this vital work. By his grace, creation is still wonderful, and so we praise him for it. When I've been out on my daily walk or run, it's really only been around the block, particularly at the moment. I can't run very far, and I'm trying to build up my fitness. And it's mainly an urban environment, but you still see pushing through the concrete, the flowers, you see the green in the gardens, you see the trees. Birds seem to be bolder in this time of lockdown, so they're in gardens, they know that they're not going to be disturbed on the road so much. And so the beauty of creation is there for us to see. May we take it in, may we thank God for the wonderful world that he's made for us. But of course, as Christian people, it's not just the glory and wonder of creation. There are the blessings of salvation as well. Verses 2 to 5 of this psalm are a powerful summary of the gospel. We were overwhelmed by sins, but God heard our prayer and chose us for forgiveness. All of this is perfectly fulfilled in Jesus. It is he who has made salvation possible through his awesome deeds of righteousness. Overall, the psalm speaks of God's amazing generosity. And I want to encourage you, as I encourage myself today, whatever our situation and circumstances, to count our blessings. Yes, whatever our situation, because if we are Christian people, we can rejoice in the blessings of creation and we can rejoice in the blessings of salvation. An old saint of the past, George Mueller, used to talk about being happy in God. And every day he used to read the scriptures and to pray so that he became happy in God, so that he was rejoicing in his salvation. He was a great man of prayer and he used to intercede for others, but that wasn't his first thought. His first thought, his first move was contemplation. He would come to the Bible and drink deeply of the blessings of salvation. He would study, he would contemplate the character of our wonderful God, of our amazing Lord Jesus, of the gracious, powerful, sovereign Holy Spirit. He would contemplate until he was joyful in his salvation, until he had really held on to the great truths of the gospel that are yes and amen in Jesus and are true whatever our outward circumstances, whatever our situation in life, whatever we are facing today. God is still God. He is still creator. He is still saviour. And he is sovereign over all. As you read this psalm, as you reflect on these things, may you too be happy in God. May God help us, even in these days, to count our blessings. Because in the gospel, those blessings are many indeed. We pause and reflect, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Lord, thank you for your great and many blessings. Lord, the poetry of this psalm is so powerful, it speaks to our hearts. You drench the furrows of the land. You level its ridges. You soften it with showers. You bless its crops. You crown the year with bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. Lord, you are the generous God who has abundantly, extravagantly, outrageously blessed us in creation. And Lord, in an even greater way, you have blessed us in salvation. You have blessed us in Jesus. The superabundance of your grace, your amazing love to those who don't deserve it, your self-giving in Jesus on the cross. Lord, you have blessed us indeed. And so, Lord, we want to be happy in you today. And we want to carry that joy into the day with us. Revive us, O Lord. Revive our hearts. Lord, if there are any who are sick, we pray that you would lift them up. If there are any who are sad, we pray that you would be with them in their sadness. Lord, we lift our friends to you, we lift ourselves to you, and we pray that you would strengthen us for the work that you have given us to do today, and that you would fill us with your joy. In Jesus' name, amen.